I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Who says that we can only eat six French fries? I'm really upset by this. That's a serving, six French fries, right?
Yes, a Harvard professor. His name's Eric Rim. He just released an article about how you should only eat six French fries. They're so bad for you being deep fried that you can consume them. You just have to cut down the amount. And six fries is a good serving amount for...
That's just awful, isn't it? Why do things that are bad for you taste so good?
If you ever want to see how out of touch with reality we are as people, just for 1 week, measure all your food, track it to see what one serving, like peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
Scoop it out with a tablespoon, two tablespoons. That's your serving. You're going to be like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy what you can't have.
How many servings of fries did we have yesterday, Dale? About 10?
I don't know how many were in there. It looked like a small
city.
Serving to me.
Small city.
We went to dinner last night, and I probably ate 20 tortilla chips, if not more. That's
eight
like
bowls, don't lie.
That's like five or six servings just in tortilla. And then I ate food. Then I had a dinner, and then we had a cookie.
Dessert, yeah.
A big wedge of giant cookie that we had.
Yes.
So six fries.
Six fries.
All right. So y'all try that today. If you're going to be somewhere where you're going to have fries, eat six and stop. And see, now is that like a regular, like a fast food fry? Is that a crinkle cut? Is that a steak fry? What is that?
It's just a fast food fries he's talking about, but that's like what you eat while you're making your food.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I want to make sure they're right. So yeah,
it's like the obesity number. If you check to see what the obesity number is, 99% of America would be obese because you're going to be over the line.
That's, yeah, I had a roommate who was a biker, skinny, all this, and according to him, he was considered obese. And I'm like, you're skinny as a rail.
Doctor says I'm obese. Yeah, an obesity thing. So anyway, six fries today only. That's your serving.
Six fries. Do it for an entire day. Let's calculate between your Bad Daddy's Burger and Don Juan's how much you guys ate yesterday.
Let's don't. Hey, how you doing?
Fine. Y'all were talking about only eating six fries. Is that six steak fries? Because it ain't them little bitty shoestring things, is it?
That was my question. What size are the fries? I think they were just talking about your average fast food French fry.
Like I said, steak fries.
I'll go with steak fries. I love those too. Yummy. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, bye. I'm down with a steak fry, man.
Yeah, they're wedge, really.
I got a buddy, Jim. Jim Pay lives up in Virginia. He does a little food blogging and puts up pictures of all the restaurants, you know, with it. People, I'll send him pics or he'll put pics up. And he goes, if he heard that you're only supposed to eat six French fries, he'd throw a rock at the radio. He just wouldn't put up with it.
Have you ever looked really like a cereal? I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch and cereal. It's like 11 servings or 13 servings. I'm like, what? It's three.
Yeah, it's like I love the old bit with Brian Regan talking about how he's trying to eat healthy. So he's in the store looking at the food labels, and he's like, Fig Newtons, they're kind of healthy, aren't they? I like those. And the serving size is two cookies. Who eats two cookies,
yeah,
man?
I know, who does that?
I eat a sleeve of Fig Newtons.
That's right.
Two sleeves.
That's the key when you're getting like Girl Scout cookies. You can look at their website, and I'll tell you which cookie you can eat the most of. It counts as one. You know you're going to eat the sleeve anyway. It doesn't matter. But instead of having to be like, oh, I ate five serves, you'd be like, I only ate two in this sleeve.
You know, it's funny as we just talk about French fries are one of those things. If you really want to get down to it, you probably should just stop eating them. Just don't eat them anymore. Cookies, just stop eating them. Don't eat them anymore. You know, those are the kinds of things. But just like, for me, if I just go, I'm cutting that out completely. I am not going to eat that. Mm-hmm. Before long, the craving creeps in.
Yeah.
And you got to have it, particularly if it's a carb like French fries.
Yeah, I love fries, chips, Cheez-Its, cereal.
I can cut out salad. That never creeps back in.
As of right now, it's out. Yeah, I will not eat it.
It'll stay out.
That lettuce may be contaminated.
I don't want to get sick.
We were talking about the French fries, too. The king of the French fry, in my mind, is the crinkle cut fry, and I'll tell you why. Because the hot crinkle cut fry holds the salt and the ketchup on it better than another type of fry does. Those are my favorites.
Do you dip your fry in ketchup, or do you squirt your ketchup all over?
I dip the fry in the ketchup, and I prefer with the hot, fresh fries, cold ketchup because I like the the juxtaposition of the cold against the hot French fry.
I'm with you with dipping. To me, that's how you weed out the psychopaths. If you're somebody who squirts ketchup all over your fries, you're also probably the person who chooses to sit the front row in the movie theater. You got to go.
You're on the front row at the comedy show, and you're a chick who drives a Wrangler, right?
Yeah, good point.
I'm just giving you what she said. That's what she said. That's where we get all of our information.
Yeah.
She knows. 613.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.